Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved radio family. I want you to know I love you and pray for you every day, even though you've never written. God knows who you are, and I'm praying for God's abundant blessings in your life. And I would like now to continue with what we've been sharing this week, a message I've entitled Restoring Vision. And this particular passage that I'll be sharing with you and have been sharing with you is found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And we've broken that down the last couple of days, looking at what vision means, the Hebrew word, the word for perish, and keeping the law or God's word. And if should you have missed it, and if you're able, you may want to, if you haven't heard them, listen to them. But we're going to conclude what I've been sharing on the corporate sense of this passage of Scripture, because really it's addressed in the plural. Well, there's no vision, the people perish. And as I've shared, this places responsibility on those who are shepherding, those who are teaching the people, those who are in any form of leadership, really, whether it's you're leading a Bible study or even a prayer group, that you should know the Word of God and conduct every activity in that, every bit of teaching, to comply with the Word of God in spirit as well as in truth. So what we're going to look at in conclusion today is that word happy. That Hebrew word is esher, E-S-H-E-R, and it means simply happy or blessed. You perhaps may know that. And we are blessed, we are happy, if we do things God's ways. Have you found that out? If we will do what He tells us to do in the Word, why? Is He just wanting to be some stern dictator of what we can do and deprive us of fun? No, He wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. We are blessed if we do things God's ways. And perhaps you have found that to work out in a very true fashion in your life. And this is true, doing it God's way in personal our lives, our lifestyle, as well as in the church body life. And so, without a vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, abides by the word of God, happy is he. And now I'd like to change just a little bit, even though this passage is addressed in the plural to the people. This also is very, very true for us as individuals. I'd like to personalize these truths for our individual lives. We need personal vision. In John 6, 28 and 29, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Do you realize? He summarized, Jesus did, the entire work of God. It speaks of faith. It speaks believing what has been given to us through God's word. And it is inerrant truth. There's no deficiency in it. There's nothing that would be any less than perfection, because it's God's highest desire and wish and goal for us that we can live according to the word of God. And what is vision? Maybe we should spend a little time looking at that. By Webster's definition, it's the act or power of seeing, sight. It can be a direct mystical awareness of the supernatural, someone who actually sees an open vision. With their eye, you know, like Balaam said, with my eyes open, I saw there's an actual vision or physical, at least to their eyes, demonstration of something God is wanting to communicate. And it's usually in visible form that they can actually see it. Although vision in Proverbs 29:18 is the word chazon, C-H-A-Z-O-W-N. I don't know Hebrew, but I may have not done justice to it. But it means, the important thing for us is, it's a dream or revelation or mental sight. This is a masculine noun, and it comes from the root word chaza, which is a verb. And that means to split, to divide, to see, to look, to behold, to observe, to gaze, to select, to prophesy. Isn't that interesting? Provide. It is used of the real sight of the divine presence. It is of God. It comes from God. God desires, has always desired to communicate, to talk with his people. Is, you know, he created Adam and Eve and set them in a perfect garden. What did he do? He came down in the cool afternoon, scriptures say, to walk and talk with Adam and Eve. He loves to communicate. He loves to be with us, beloved. It's just, how's that for the best friend you ever had, right? And there's an Old Testament example, Exodus 24 and 11, which was really a great privilege for the elders of Israel. It says, Moses and Aaron and 70 of the Jewish elders went up unto the Lord. This was the exception. I mean, an animal, a dog, couldn't even come beyond the boundary or they'd die. But God permitted Moses and Aaron and the 70 elders. It was only Moses that was up there to receive the law, the Ten Commandments. And it says, upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also, they saw God and did eat and drink. Don't you wonder, what were they? They had a banquet up there. I wonder what God provided for them. And these were people in their natural physical bodies. What an amazing event that would be. I hope that's on videotape. The angels kept that. And then in Job 19 and 26, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Now, you see, that's an example of that, the definition of what I shared with you. One was a literal vision. Moses, Aaron, and the elders up in Mount Sinai, they saw him. But also, what the passage I just shared with Job, that in my flesh I shall see God. This was not a vision, it was a conviction, a knowledge. Have you had a vision of Jesus? Is there that inner revelation, that inner knowing, that inner knowledge of who he is as Savior, as Lord? Praise God. God's word, beloved, implies tangible truth. Because Job is saying he knows, he doesn't see him now, but he knows in his heart of hearts that when he is resurrected in the last day, he will have a body, and in his flesh, that's what he's referring to, I will see God. A time is coming when we all will have that experience, will stand before the living God. Praise God. So, what can we say to this? Beloved, we need a vision of God that is going to shake us out of our lethargy. It can happen easily to all of us. There are some listening today that you absolutely love God, you've served God faithfully, but there's just a staleness, a lack of vitality, just sort of a dullness. That's what lethargy means. It's just a sluggishness, a lukewarmness, if you will, that has settled in your experience with God. And this is the case, not just in individual lives, but in a lot of churches. In many cases and places in the church world, we're sitting around doing nothing. We're not moved. We're not excited about anything. We don't have any vision. Why is a vision so important? Because it is that which motivates us corporately. As a people, without a vision, the people perish, or also individually. Beloved, if you don't have a sense of personal vision of where you're headed, what you're doing, what your goals are, even for this year, for this month, how about today? Do you have something you want to accomplish today? That's the most efficient use of time, to be goal-oriented and to work to see that what God places on your heart actually is accomplished. And sometimes goals take time to achieve. We need reality in our experience with the Lord. Do you remember when you first got saved? Remember the zeal and the vision and the excitement you had? Beloved, as time goes by, as battles and conflict and difficulties arise, we just get caught up in the things that we're attending to, and we tend to lose the fervor of our first love. Beloved, the church world needs a clear vision of Jesus before we can present him to the world. We're creatures of flesh and blood. In John 12 and 21, it says, certain Greeks came to worship at the feast. They came to Philip and said, sir, we would see Jesus. They heard about him. They wanted to have a personal experience and contact with him. They wanted to hear what he had to say. And in John 20 and 27, remember Jesus, he spoke to Thomas. He said, reach your finger here and see my hands. Reach and thrust your hand into my side. Do not be faithless, but believe. Beloved, we need vision. Well, we can continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I do thank you for joining me, and I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Very frequently, God places me on a fast, and I always pray for every request that comes in. I alone answer and handle the mail, and pray for every need, and even those that if they're unspecified, if they don't share their needs, they just send an offering. I pray in the Spirit. God knows. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for joining me. I'll look forward to having you with me tomorrow at the same time. Till then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.